On the upside, Gateway Airport will be offering flights to San Diego starting in September through a new carrier, Elite Airways. The downside is that may cost the airport its biggest and currently its only carrier, Allegiant Air. The spat began when Gateway offered Elite a $1.3 million incentive package to add services to Salt Lake City and San Diego. Allegiant objected specifically to the Salt Lake route because it competed directly with its services to Ogden and Provo, Utah. So on Tuesday, Gateway's board of directors approved the agreement with Elite for only San Diego. Gateway spokesman Brian Sexton says Allegiant is like family, so its opinion matters.
They started here in 2007, and they grew up at Gateway Airport, and Gateway Airport grew up with them.
But Brian Davis, Allegiant's vice president of marketing, says this wasn't an isolated incident, and they're still serious about possibly relocating to Sky Harbor. The incentives offered to Elite stem from a new incentive policy Gateway approved in February to help expand flights to certain cities. And Davis says Allegiant didn't know Salt Lake City was one of those target markets.
There's a whole history of deceit that has eroded our relationship with the airport administration, and it's hard for us to see how we move forward with an airport administration who has been deceitful.
But Sexton says Salt Lake was explicitly named in the incentive policy, just not in the PowerPoint presentation given during the board meeting back in February. He also noted Allegiant is just as eligible for the incentives as any other carrier. Christina Hansen, KJZZ News.